SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga pong muli sa inyong lahat. Isang araw na naman po ng Linggo. At makakasama natin ngayong araw ang dating membro ng bandang o rock band na Arcadia sa Pilipinas at banda na Vanity Riots dito sa Australia. Alamin natin kung bakit di na siya nagbabanda ngayon. Si Bjorn Santos at syempre ang producer ng gagawing konsyerto ng Slap Shock. Sa mga fans ng Slap Shock dyan, may konsyerto sa buwan ng Mayo. Malapit na yan, isang buwan na lamang. Ang producer niyan ay si Ginoong Nelchor Varquez. Magandang araw sa inyo, Bjorn, at syempre.
Good morning.
Kuya Nel. Medyo nahihiya si Kuya Nel.
Napakaaga.
Oo, napakaaga. Salamat sa pagpunta ninyo dito ng maaga. Alam ko medyo malayo-layo pa ang inyong biniyahe.
Salamat sa pag-imbita.
Oo, thank you sa pag-invite.
Alamin natin mamaya ang kabuuan ng konsyerto at iba pa tungkol sa rock music. Kasama pa rin natin sa studio ang ating panauhin na dating membro ng grupong o bandang Arcadia sa Pilipinas at dito sa Australia, Vanity Riots. At sandali din siya naging bahagi ng, syempre, ang sikat na Slap Shock. Sa mga nakikinig sa atin na mahilig o sumusubaybay sa grupo ng Slap Shock, aalamin natin ang kabuuan ng kanilang konsyerto na gaganapin sa ilang malalaking bahagi ng Australia. At syempre, magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Bjorn.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Early morning metal.
At syempre, ang producer ng konsyerto ng Slap Shock na si Ginoong Nel Varquez. Magandang umaga po muli.
Morning.
Oo. Simulan natin, Bjorn. Paano ka nahilig sa musika?
Well, before when I was a kid, like, when I was four, I think, or five, I think six, I have a piano lesson, 1 hour, like, every week. Tapos, it's all classical eh. But at that time, I'm not really that interested sa piano. Tapos,
so... Ito yung push ng parents mo to go sa push, classic, di ba?
Especially ng lola ko, na classical na piano. Pero at that time, I was just like going along with the flow at that time. So, tapos bigla ko nakita yung isang tambay dun sa amin. Sa may kanto.
Oo.
Gigitara siya. Gitara siya, parang alam mo yung normal na tunog kali lang.
Mm-mm.
Yung kanta niya, I Want to Break Free. Yeah. Yeah. Tapos parang ang cool lang tignan, sabi ko nung bata ako. Parang ang cool naman ngayon ha, tignan na. Kung ganun. Pangalan niya si Tuging. Hindi ko alam. Tuging, natatandaan ko pa talaga yung pangalan, Tuging eh.
Yun lang ang tawag mo sa kanya.
Hindi, yung tawag ng lahat ng tao sa kanya. Kasi gitara lang siya sa kanta. Tapos sabi ko, parang ang cool tignan nun, sabi ko ganun. Tapos kinabukasan sabi ko sa mom ko, eh mom, pwede bang mag-aral ako mag-gitara?
Mm-mm.
Sabi nila niya ako ng gitara tapos song hits. Uso pa song
Uso
hits
pang nun. Uso song hits nun.
Yeah, 90s. Yeah.
At mga 6 o 7 at nagbinata ka, paano ka naman napapunta sa rock music?
Well, kasi yung mga noon yung mga nag-umpisa ako mag-gitara, yung mga Bon Jovi yung uso nun eh.
Mm-mm.
Diba, Bed of Roses, ganun. So, papunta doon. Tapos yung isang kaklasiko si Ryan, may mga tape siya, Metallica, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins at that time. So, sabi niya ganun, palitan ko yung tape mo ng Bon Jovi, yung Bon Jovi mo na Keep the Faith. Ayan, ganun. Palitan ko ng Smashing Pumpkins, sabi niya, or Metallica. Sabi ko, ayoko, gusto ko to eh. Pero, hindi ko pa kasi kilala yung mga bandang yun, yung Metallica at Smashing Pumpkins at that time, and Nirvana. Pero, May mga kids dun sa street namin na nakikinig na rin nun, tapos nagigitara din at the same time. So, parang nakijoin na rin ako sa kanila.
Mm. At paano ka naman mapapunta sa pagbabanda?
Ayun, sa pagbabanda?
Oo. Well, unang-una, ano ba ang una mong naging banda? Kanina binanggit natin, naging member ka ng Arcadia. Pero bago yun, kanina off-air sinasabi mo na nagsimula ka sa... mas maliit pa na na banda.
So everyone naman starts, everyone starts with with small
groups.
Small groups. Tapos nung kasi from balik-balik, lumipat kami sa Quezon City eh, sa Commonwealth. Tapos may kapitbahay ako doon si Michael. Meron siyang drums.
Mm-mm.
Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, "Uy, may drums ka. Pwede bang jam tayo?
Mm-mm.
May acoustic ako, parang ganun si Michael Chassie King." So ayun, nag-jam lang kami. Tapos kung saan ako nag-aaral dati sa Balara, may mga groups din doon, may mga guys din doon na they're into rock music as well.
Mm-mm.
Tapos nakikinig din ako ng LA 105 dati. LA 105 na rock station sa Philippines nung buhay pa yung LA 105. So at that time sobrang na-influence na ako ng loud music that time. So tuloy-tuloy na yun hanggang sa yung nagbanda na ako kasama si Michael, parang nagpabili na ako ng electric guitar sa mom ko. Umabot na ako sa point na yun. Sa Recto. 2.5 lang yung gitara nun eh.
Alam mo pa yung presyo.
Siyempre, natatandaan ko lahat yun. 2,500. It was back in 1995, I think.
Mm-mm.
It was like 21 years ago. No, 22 Patal years na. Ago. Something like that.
Oo. Kanina, sinasabi rin natin na marami sa mga miyembro ng rock bands, may mga tattoo. Ikaw, kanina sabi mo, nung napasok ka lang sa pagbabanda, dun mo nakuha yung tattoo mo. Pakita natin sa Facebook natin. Pwede. Ayan. Pakikita mo naman sa braso. Ano? Tapos meron kang draw o tattoo ng babae sa may leeg. Meron bang meaning yung mga yan?
Bali, yung this one, from Philippines as well. It's like heaven and hell.
Mm.
Tapos, that's their hands, right? Their individual hands. That's before sila mag-abot, may kuchilyo. So that means that before you can go to someone else's, say, bago ka mapunta sa plato na gusto mo marating,
mm-mm,
kailangan mo muna ng struggles sa buhay, which is yung kuchilyo nga sa kamay, bago kayo magpang-abot yung kung galing ka sa hell or pupunta ka sa heaven. May struggles, di ba?
Very meaningful, ano?
Di ba? So, parang ganun siya.
So, lahat ng tattoo mo merong meaning?
Well, yung una kong tattoo, which is this one, yung biomechanic, it started out small.
Mm-mm.
Tapos sabi ko, I wanna go bigger.
Palaki na ano ng palaki yung tugtog mo? Ganun?
Hindi naman. Siguro, kasi tama nga yung sinabi nila, you don't get a tattoo because you get hooked with it.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, at that time, sabi kong ganun, sige, tuloy na natin ng mas malaki. And then, yun na. Minsan kasi, for me, personally, minsan may mga art ka lang na gusto. Minsan, yung mga art na yun, it doesn't really symbolize any meaning, but you just love that art.
Mm-mm.
I think that's the actual meaning. Yung love and passion mo for art.
Mm-mm.
That's the actual meaning. It doesn't have to tell stories. But some of the tattoos tell stories as well. So, goes hand in hand.
Yan ang simula mo sa musika, pero nabago lahat. Kasi kanina, sinasabi mo na naging miyembro ka o gitarista ka ng Arcadia, nagkaroon ka ng panahon o talagang ginugol mo yung time mo sa rock music. Pero, nung pumunta ka na sa Australia, naiba ito.
Partly. So, I thought na when I arrived here, I thought that my music, you know, my pursuit for my purpose on music would end. But I met these guys in Vanity Riots.
Mm-mm.
online. And then I showed them, you know, my profile from the Philippines, and I checked their profile as well. It's YouTube. And then I joined the band immediately.
Kumbaga, pareho sila, parang ganun ang dating sa'yo.
Yeah, something like that. So I joined the band immediately. And then, you know, while I was at uni at that time, we were touring as well.
Mm-mm.
We toured the Philippines. We toured Australia as well. And Indonesia.
Tinignan ko yung mga videos nyo, ano? Mm. Iba-iba ang kulay ninyo. Parang multicultural rock band ang dating.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-mm. How was the experience with them?
Well, kasi nasa Australia, diba? So, it doesn't really matter naman eh. Music is universal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter kung anong, you know, anong lahi ng kabanda mo. As long as you speak the same language in terms of music, you know, it wouldn't really matter if he's or if she's Australian or American or Filipino as well.
White, black, brown.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Because mayroong eksena ng Philippine music dito before. But, syempre, yung scene na pinanggalingan ko or yung mga music is fitted dun sa kanila sa Vanity Riots.
Mm-mm.
You know, heavy stuff a bit and then singing and all that stuff. So, mas fitted sa kanila. So, nag-join ako sa kanila. Kasi, ang, you know, basically yung principle ko sa buhay, it's either you do it 100% or not do it at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
90s, era ng rock band yan. Kasi sa Amerika, ganyan din, sikat na sikat ang rock. Ano? Mm. May pagbabago ba from the 90s to this time?
Well, nung 90s, malaki yung pantalon ko eh. late 90s, it was like really baggy pants. Mm-mm. You know, I was wearing baggy pants and loose shirts at that time. At that time, I think I was playing in a band called Dire Tired Shot.
Mm-mm.
So it was that new metal era. Tapos, that was the peak of Slapshock as well.
Mm-mm.
Like, they're still in peak at the moment. Yeah, but at that time, they were starting and then they just exploded in the music scene.
Mm-mm.
In the Philippines. Tapos, we were supporting them and everything. I think it's that at that time, it's Cheese, Greyhounds, and Slapshock.
Mm-mm.
And then the other bands like us, you know, Dire Tired Shot, Cakewalk, and all those new metal bands, you know. That's different. It's different nowadays because before, there was no Facebook.
Oo. Ngayon mas parang,
you know,
nandyan na, no? Makikita mo, I mean, kahit sa mundo.
Given the fact naman na evolving ang music eh. So given the fact it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago, evolving ang music eh. So hindi natin masasabi, may difference talaga kung may difference. But the fact na there's Facebook right now, you know, there's YouTube as well, it's easy to promote your band.
And we can say rock music lives on?
Well, I don't think it's ever gonna die. It will progress. It will evolve into something else, or it will cycle.
Mm-mm.
As well. Because music, for me, in my experience, is a cycle as well. So when we were back on 70s, 80s, you know, yung ibang parts ng music right now is coming back as well. So
mm-hmm.
we got bands like in the Philippines, like Four of Spades as well. They're playing 70s kind of music. You know, 1975 from Europe. They're playing kind of 80s genre as well. And they're really big at the moment.
Mm-mm.
So it's a bit of a cycle as well in terms of this type of event in music.
Kanina banggit mo ang Slapshock. Maya-maya pag-usapan natin ang kung paano ka naging bahagi ng Slapshock. At syempre, yeah, ang kanilang magiging konsyerto dito kung saan punong abala ang producer na kasama natin, si Ginoong Nel. At pag-usapan natin ang mga detalye ng kanilang konsyerto sa tatlong malalaking syudad o lunso dito sa Australia. Pero bago natin muling makasama si Bjorn at si Ginoong Nel, narito muna ang awitin ng Slapshock na Langit.
Bawat sandali nabulat ang aking mata sa paghihing at peace. Namamatay na ang ilaw sa gitna ng gabi. Liwanag ay naglalaho kasama ang ngiti. At ngayon ay magpapalit
Ayan po ang awiting Langit ng Slapshock. Tayo ay napaparock dito, ano. At syempre, kasama pa rin natin ang ating mga panauhin na si Bjorn at si Nel Varquez. At ngayon naman, Bjorn, pag-usapan natin, Slapshock, paano ka naging bahagi nito?
Well, may two parts yan eh. it's two parts. So, I was in Melbourne before. I was studying as a nurse. First year. And then after my first year, I decided to go on vacation in 2007, January. I think, in the Philippines, back home. So I was just visiting Philippines, and then because I have a band before called Cakewalk, bago ko pumunta ng Melbourne, we always support Slapshock sa mga gigs nila sa Philippines. So they asked me, or you know, someone asked me if I can play with them, like if I can audition or something.
This is in year 2007.
Like early 2007. So I was thinking only maybe a few gigs. Tapos after one, my first gig was on TV. I think Breakfast Mix, Early Morning Metro.
Oh,
then the second gig was Iloilo at that time, SM. I think so somewhere in Visayas.
Tapos so sumama ka sa tour nila in 5 months or 6 months
yeah,
time?
Yeah, 5 to 6 months in 2007.
Then, and your second leg,
Second leg. So I have to come back in Australia back there because I'm on a student visa. So I can't afford to stay there.
Oh.
Tapos second leg was... yeah, tapos nagalit in that. Kasi 2011. 2009. Mm-mm. 2008.
Graduate ka na yan.
Hindi pa. Uh-oh. 2008, I got my residency in Australia. So,
yay,
and then they don't have
bumalik.
A guitarist at that time. So, sabi kong ganun, yeah, I go back home. And then they're looking for a guitarist at that time. Mm-hmm. And then I asked them, hey, if you want, I can play guitar with you.
So, mga 2009
10? Early 2009, January. Okay. Then my first show was on UP Fair. About 10,000 people. So,
wow.
I was like,
So, kumbaga, parang na-addict ka sa music then?
Well, it's the time of your life where you can take, you know, take part of it. And it's an adventure, you know? So, you got only one shot. So
you live only once.
yeah. So, I'm like, I can always come back to Australia at that time. But this thing right here, I can just fulfill, you know, anyone's dream to be a part of something. Some touring band. Tapos we went to America and Canada for 2 months. 1 month in America, 1 month in Canada. I have only 20 pesos on my pocket at that time, you know. So we got paid well that time. So it was a fun ride. Tapos yun, I have to go back here because basically, you know, need to fix up my life.
So for the past 6 to 8 years, medyo nahinto ka sa nandiyan ang Vanity Riots, naging part ka niyan.
Yep.
Pero sa Philippine scene, medyo napalayo ka kasi nga nandito ka. At naging nurse ka. Medyo kaiba, no? Buti tinanggap ka sa mga tattoo mo.
Medyo ano naman sila dito eh.
Maluwag
naman sila dito. So, it doesn't really matter as long as you provide good service.
Mm. Yeah. And you still work as a nurse up to this time?
Yeah. Tinatawagan nga ako kagabi ng boss ko eh. Sorry, boss, ha?
Absent ka ngayon.
Hindi, kasi...
Dapat you have to backfill for someone?
No. I'm casual na agency. Agency, so...
Parang papapasukin ka
yeah,
dapat.
Yeah, papasukin sa nila ako ng Sunday morning, but I have an interview.
Sorry, nandito ka ngayon?
Sorry, boss. Bawi ako bukas or Tuesday.
At 8 years on, since the last time na nakasama ka ng Slapshock, ngayon tumutulong ka for their... upcoming concert
yes,
dito sa Australia.
Kasama
natin ang producer na si Nell Varquez. Ayaw na niyang patawag ng Ginoo. Paano po kayo napasama sa o paano kayo napilit o naging producer ng Slapshock concert?
First, wala namang hindi naman sapi dito. voluntary siya. Basically, yung ano dun is, nag-start is may high school batchmate na ngayon nandito na rin siya, Joseph. Started off, palitan lang ng mga exchanges, kuro-kuro, tapos we decide, ano kayang ba natin gawin ngayon? Since before, nasa musically inclined kami, not playing, kundi more listening. Time pa nun is yung mga NU107, XB102, New Wave, 105.
Diyan nagsimula ang Slapshock sa NU, di ba?
NU. So, try namin. Tapos, meron akong acquaintance, yung sis ko sa fraternity, si sis Adrian.
Mm-mm.
Sabi niya, why not form tayo ng, ano,
ng gig or concert?
As I know someone, I don't know, that time, di ko alam kung sino yung someone na yun.
Eh.
Yung pala is, yung lead singer ng Slapshock, which is Jameer.
Jameer
Garcia. Tapos sabi niya, sige, I'll get in touch with them together with her husband, Erwin.
Mm-mm.
So, nagkaroon ng exchanges, tapos we finalized the deal. Then, we took on the dates, siyempre yung usual production stuff.
Mm-mm.
Kasama si BJ doon. Ako, si BJ, si Joseph, Adrian, Erwin, pati may contact kami sa Melbourne, si Cyrus.
Mm-mm. Dahil ang concert ng Slapshock ay hindi lamang dito sa Sydney, kundi sa Melbourne at Brisbane.
That's correct. Sa Sydney, they'll be playing on the 16th of May.
Mm-mm.
Sa Metro Theatre.
The Metro Theatre.
George Street. Tapos, the next day sa Brisbane kami, sa Crowbar, sa Fortitude Valley.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, May 18, which is a Friday, sa Village Green Hotel. Mm-mm. In Mulgrave.
But Johnny, di ba nakakapagod yun? 3 days straight, tutugtog.
I've done worst. So,
okay.
mas malala pa yung nangyari sa amin. Mas malala yung tour namin before sa Canada. Kasi, you know, we were there at lunchtime. Then we have to do some promotions, radio, with Slapshock. Nung tumugtog ako sa kanila. And then, we have to play at night.
Mm-mm.
8 o'clock.
Sinasabi nila na pag may konsyerto ang isang rock band, magulo. Paano to maiiwasan? Magulo pa talaga? O nag-enjoy lang ang mga nanonood?
Nag-enjoy lang. Last time, I hit my head sa pavement at issues show sa Melbourne, sa Download Festival. Mm-mm. It was on the news, music feeds.
Oo, nakita ko yun.
You seen it.
They just, parang stingin ko yung they just how they express themselves.
Mm-mm.
So, that.
So, maasahan ng slaman o slamming? Ano bang tawag doon?
Mosh pit.
Oo.
Crowd surf.
Bujorn, tumutugtog ka sa rock band, pero they also do growling?
Minsan, pagka nag-feeling ako sa sarili ko. Ako sana yung vocalista,
hindi mo magawa kasi early, sabi mo.
Oh, medyo early morning. Tsaka, syempre, in terms of music, medyo focus ako kung ano talagang gusto kong gawin
Mm-mm.
I mean, kung talagang gusto kong gawin yun talagang gagawin ko, hindi ako magigitara.
Mm-mm.
You know, pero if I wanna write songs and play guitar, then I'll focus on that.
Ginong, Nel, para sa mga details ng concert ng Slapshock, saan sila pwedeng pumunta para sa iba pang impormasyon?
First and foremost, sa Facebook. May Facebook page kami doon. Tapos yung company namin, meron kaming website. That's www.avidfan.com.au for concert details. Tapos they can purchase their tickets online. Sa Sydney leg is Ticketek. Sa Brisbane is through austix.com.au and sa Melbourne it's through us. Mm-hmm. And pinoytech.com.au.
Sana pa kasama natin ang Slapshock pag bago yung concert nila.
Let's
no?
See, pag
we'll see kasi they'll be arriving here
2 days or 1 day.
One day, two days. So we'll see if we could. Siyempre, depende sa'yo kung okay sa inyo.
Siyempre naman, always welcome.
They'll be promoted as well dun sa Facebook page ko, which is Arcane Riot Touring. I got my own agency right now. Tapos, yun, I'll be promoting them there. Tapos, kasi yung Arcane Riot Agency, that's the reason why hindi ako nagbabanda ngayon.
Oh, so may on the side ka pala. Oh, behind the scene ka ngayon.
I'll be bringing over Australian bands sa Philippines
yun,
on July.
Yun, pag-usapan natin yun sa susunod mong pag-guesting dito dahil July pa naman yun, di ba?
Oh, July pa. July.
Maraming salamat, Bujorn, sa pagpunta dito. At
thank you
kay
so much.
Nel. At sana makasama natin ng Slapshock bago ang kanilang konsyerto. At hopefully, makasama ka namin ulit.
Yeah. Sana Arcadia rin makasama natin.
Talk about your
hopefully in the future, diba?
Your upcoming pagdala ng banda sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat po. Hanggang bukas makakasama ninyo sa Louie, Annalyn Violata po. Nagpapasalamat sa inyo at bumati ng isang maganda at ligtas na umaga.
sbs.com.au/Filipino